Less than a month after the devastating shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the Kern County community of Taft was rocked by a school shooting of its own. This morning, a 16-year-old student at Taft Union High School walked into his first period classroom and shot a student with a 12-gauge shotgun. The victim is in critical but stable condition, according to Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood.
The student that is in critical condition, we believe, was an intended target of the suspect, yes.
Were there other possible targets?
Yes, he named a second one that he tried to shoot and was and evidently missed.
The school was locked down and the suspect is now in custody. During a press conference today, Youngblood said the situation was a tragedy. But it could have escalated further were it not for the actions of the classroom teacher and a campus supervisor.
To stand there and face someone that has a shotgun, who's already discharged it and shot a student, that says speaks volumes for these two young men and what they may have prevented. They knew not to let him leave that classroom with that shotgun, and they took that responsibility on very serious, and we're very proud of the job they did.
The two adults spoke with the student while he was still armed, allowing the other students to evacuate the classroom. They eventually convinced him to put down the gun. The teacher did receive a pellet wound to the head, but is okay. Earlier that morning, school staff had discussed the emergency lockdown process, said Bill McDermott, the superintendent of Taft Union High School District.
And that's exactly what they did this morning.
The school will be closed on Friday and will reopen on Monday. This is Valley Public Radio News.